You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, February the 18th of 2025. Bitterly cold start here in North Central Wisconsin. At our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, fair skies. That's the good news. Temperature of 12 degrees below zero and a wind chill factor 31 degrees below zero. Yep, 31 below wind chill. And there is also an extreme cold warning that remains in effect until 10 a.m. For Marathon County and Lincoln County, Langley County, Wood County, Portage County, Washera County, here in Wausau, Merrill, Plover, Point, Rapids, Marshfield, pretty much central Wisconsin. So again, bitterly cold temperatures. We will get the details on how long it's going to stay bitterly cold when we have an opportunity to speak to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, coming up in about 12 minutes or so here on the program. But looks like it's going to stay this way throughout the day. Wind chills have been below zero for well over 24 hours straight, and it looks like at least another 24 hours before we get back above zero for the wind chills. But things will start to warm up as well. Also coming up today on the program, Julie Bowman of the Children's Imaginarium is going to be with us at 8:34. It's been quite a first year for the Children's Imaginarium. In fact, as I look out the window here at our studios, look right out onto Washington Street, across the way beyond the construction at the old mall site, see the Children's Imaginarium. And in their first year, just blew away the expected numbers of people that buying memberships and paying a visit. And they have a big fundraiser because, like any other business and any other, to keep the doors open, need to make sure the funds keep coming in. They have a special adult fundraiser to bring in some more funding to make sure that they're able to do all the great things they've been able to do. So we'll talk to Julie Bowman, the executive director of the Children's Imaginarium, coming up at 8:34 this morning. Then in hour number two, Christine Daniels and Jean Abreu of the Sustainability, Energy, and Environmental Advisory Committee of the Wausau City Council, 9:34. You may be wondering, what is the Sustainability, Energy, and Environmental Advisory Committee of the Wausau City Council? Well, I'm glad you asked. We're going to find out with Christine and Jean coming up at 9:34 this morning here on the program. And then finally, after that, all right, at 9:51, we'll have our daily history lesson, including our number for the day quiz. And we'll try to get Ian back on the winning track here today with day number two of the new week. We always finish up the show with our number for the day quiz at 9:56, and we'll do that again this morning as well. And I mentioned his name, so we may as well bring him in here right now, our in-studio engineer, producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. No, you're right, though. It's definitely hard to check out there. Yeah. I'm just glad that my
auto started in my car was working this morning. That was, I would have had to go out there and do it manually.
Exactly right. Once the show is done, I'm taking my vehicle in to have it fixed after my little collision with the deer. The fortunate thing is I'm still able to run it. It was not knocked off. But last night, I was heading to Marathon for a girls' basketball broadcast we had here on WXCO. And I stopped at a gas station, and a guy comes up. I had not looked at the area where my damage was, and because I don't like looking at the area where my damage is.
Oh.
I should be better than that. I should be checking it out. And he pointed out that there was a piece of the area that kind of had fallen lower. It was getting caught up in the tires, and that it could be dangerous. And I took a look. Holy cow, yeah. So then I'm tearing it all away, throwing it in the back of my vehicle. But I'm glad that, I was a bit of an idiot here, because when I was driving from here down to Marathon, I noticed it seemed different. I was hearing a little noise, and I thought, it's probably just, I don't know what I was thinking. I wasn't thinking. That was the bottom line. And then I'm glad that gentleman told me about it, and I was able to clear it out.
To point that out.
Clear it out, and now to survive the next couple of hours, and then head on over and get the bad news.
Yeah.
Get the bad news on the damages and go from there. So
hopefully the damage isn't that bad and they can fix it sooner than later.
I know. Fortunately, from what I've been told by my insurance company, everything looks like okay. Pay my deductible and then they'll cover the rest. But still, that's going to be a little chunk out of my bank account, and we'll move forward. But again, the fortunate thing is, no injuries, no anything like that. So we'll just move forward. And somebody said, it was a good run. To go more than 25 years, all the miles I put on my vehicles, going to sporting events, and to not have this happen before, rather fortunate. So we'll see what happens later today.
And these frigid cold temperatures are not very good if you're sick either, which unfortunately, now my entire family is sick.
Oh, jeez.
My mom was telling me that she was feeling a little sick yesterday, and then last night my brother Logan got the chills, and he was coughing a little bit. So we all have it now. So,
well, stay away from me.
Yeah.
Stay in that room.
I am going to try and social distance as much as possible to make sure I don't get you sick again, because you're already doing better. I do not want to make it worse.
There you go. Hey, I said, I look out the window, see across the way the Children's Imaginarium. I see the construction going on across Washington Street. If I look to my right outside our main door, we see across the way Washington Square. And part of Washington Square is Jalapenos. Well,
a very nice restaurant.
Well,
very delicious food.
Well, it sounds like you haven't heard. They're closed. Well, it looks like they're closed. Came out yesterday that Jalapenos is closing for good. Aww. It shared in a Facebook post last evening that it is time for the owner to go on a different adventure, and the establishment will be permanently closing its doors.
That's too bad. It's a nice place.
The post says, "We want to thank you for all your support over the years. It was our pleasure to serve you. Sorry for the times we made mistakes on your orders, and it also makes us happy when you are happy." The post goes on to say, "Wausau rocks. This community is awesome." The post did not state whether it's an immediate closure or if a date would be posted at a different time, but last night it was supposed to be open until 9 p.m., but the doors were locked. It was dark, and we'll see whether or not it opens again at all. But it's been a long run. It actually has been there in Washington Square since 2011. Their original owners moved on back in 2017 to form Patron, which is in Weston, right near where I live. So I've seen that. And then in 2017, the longtime manager, Pedro Pineda, took over the operations, has been in charge since then. So sad news. It's always sad when a popular restaurant or popular business closes their doors. Obviously, there were some challenges back in 2020, 2021.
Indeed.
There have been, according to a story in the Wausau Pilot and Review, there's been some issues over the last couple of years as well. Talking about how the business shrank its footprint, moving all operations to the lower level of the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center. Mm. The former upstairs portion of the restaurant now houses a sandwich shop. Also, the pilot noted that in 2022, Jalapeno's owner was prompted to appear before the city's Public Health and Safety Committee. Happened after a formal expression of concern for violations cited by the Wausau Police Department. And also, Jalapeno's was delinquent in personal property taxes and penalties owed from 2020 and 2021 during the struggling times, during the pandemic-related shutdowns, but they were able to fix that. But again, so if fan of Jalapeno's right here in downtown Wausau, where we're located as well, the space was dark. I see there's the sign is dark right now as I look to my right as well. So we'll see whether or not it is permanently closed now or whether or not it will be still open for any length of time. We'll let you know about that. We'll keep an eye on that here in downtown Wausau as well. Don't be walking around too much here in downtown Wausau here this morning. We have some bitterly cold temperatures to start off our Tuesday right now. Again, some blue skies out there, a few clouds. Temperature of 12 degrees below zero. Northwest winds, 10 miles per hour. So that means the wind chill factor is 31 degrees below zero.
Oh, boy.
How long will this stick around? When can we expect that little bit of a pump up in temperatures? Is there any precipitation in the forecast? We'll find out all of that and a whole bunch more when we are joined by meteorologist Brittany Merloa. She'll be with us coming up in just a couple of minutes. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 8:18. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, you can also join us by going to our YouTube channel. Go to the 98.9 WXCO YouTube channel. Be able to see our video presentation each and every morning. Also, you can join us by giving us a call or a text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Any thoughts on anything going on? If you have any thoughts on Jalapeno's closing or anything else, we'd love for you to be part of the show. One thing that I think all of us here in North Central Wisconsin are noticing, frigid temperatures. Boy, very, very cold. Extreme cold warning in effect for our area. And to find out how long this extreme cold will hang around, joined again by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
Throw another log on the fire, right?
Seriously. Oh, it's brutal. My toes are still frozen. My fingers feel numb. It just hits so hard. You know, even your nose freezes, right? When you're out there.
Hey, if it's too cold for Brittany Merlot, then it's really cold. Because we know how much you love being outside.
This is when I just don't, I can't, no. It's too dangerous out there. I don't like to mess with that. The wind chills, I mean, it feels like 30 below right now.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like here in Wausau. Our actual temperatures are 12 below and highs today only climbing. They're trying to get to 7 degrees. That'll happen later in the afternoon. Winds will still be a bit breezy, so our highs of 7 degrees will probably feel more like zero, maybe even a little bit cooler, and that won't be until about 2 to 5 o'clock later on this afternoon and into the evening. So the cold has a grip on us today, and tomorrow it still tries to hang on, but it lets go a little bit, and then by Thursday we'll actually feel more mild, more seasonal temperatures, not stuck in a cold snap, and then we actually get a heat wave for early next week. So not too bad. At least it's not a 2 week long stretch of this, you know, we can handle a couple of days. It's not the best, but the cars are struggling. We're struggling. The pets are like, what?
The thing about it is as I look outside, you know, you see some blue skies that actually leads to colder weather overnights when it's cleared. And that's going to be the case tonight, right?
Yes, it is. So we're probably going to see another, at least, cold weather advisory, potentially an extreme cold warning in some places. Probably, I'm thinking that'll stay far northwest. It gets so much colder up towards Hayward. I mean, their actual temperature hit 30 below this morning. We didn't get that cold. Yeah. So a little bit colder up to the northwest, but yeah, falling back below zero once again tonight, and the clear skies is the problem. It's beautiful during the day. We like the sunshine. It helps with our moods. We need that vitamin D. But overnight, clouds, I always like to say, are our blankets. They trap any warmth from the day and they keep it on the surface. If there's no clouds, that radiation, that heat, that warmth is escaping right out of here and going into the atmosphere. So that's why we get so cold. And not to mention, we've got the snow on the ground that also reflects the sunshine and the temperatures, keeps us colder, allows us to drop colder at night as well. But the snow is also good during cold snaps right now because it's insulating the grounds and the areas with pipes bursting. That helps that there's snow on the ground. So hopefully less of bursting pipes going on around the area.
Another good reason for snow to be on the ground in addition to getting you out on that snowmobile.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, that was so fun. And I'm so glad I did it before these wind chills hit because you get your own wind chill on a snowmobile as it is.
Wind shear, right?
Yes.
Man, oh man. But yeah, I mean, and the thing is, you can't be complaining about any kind of winter weather, whether it's cold, whether it's snowy, because we were complaining the other way for so many months because it wasn't like normal winter. Now it's actually like February. I mean, for whatever reason, ever since around Groundhog Day, we've actually had kind of a normal winter again, which is unusual because we have had anything but normal winters the last couple of years.
Seriously, the groundhog was like Dr. Evil, like,
Exactly. Oh. By the way, you mentioned the warm spell. Just how warm are we expecting early next week?
So right now it's looking at those low 40s at the moment. Potentially some places could hit mid 40s, and that holds on Monday and Tuesday before we start to cool down just a little bit. So some decent warmth. But here's the thing. I'm concerned that's going to be above freezing temperatures. That's going to start melting some of the snow, which means fog. I don't like fog and dreary conditions in the winter. That's just even added to the moods. You know what I mean? So the fog isn't going to be the best thing, but then some melting and refreezing at night. So be careful early in the morning with icy spots because temperatures will still drop below freezing overnight and then rise and melt during the day. So that'll be what we're going through.
Right.
There's always those transitions in the seasons that really gets to you.
Yeah.
Transitioning spring. From the winter to the spring is sometimes a little messy.
All right, Brittany. Well, what are the details here for our forecast?
Yeah, so extreme cold warning still in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. As we go through the afternoon, temperatures will hit the single digits above zero, but it'll still feel slightly below zero. And tonight we fall back below zero. We'll probably see another cold weather advisory go out with wind chills feeling about 20 to 25 below early tomorrow morning. It will warm up through the afternoon, still bright, beautiful, tons of sunshine, highs in the mid-teens. We have a small chance of a few flurries late tomorrow night. No accumulations are expected with that. That'll be just a dusting, very dry, very light. But we do have a warmer air moving in. That's why that chance is there, because Thursday will be into the low 20s, and we hang on to the low 20s with a ton of sunshine for Friday too. And then into the weekend, we start to climb above freezing and smack those 40s next week.
That is something to look forward to at a certain level.
Yes.
But Brittany, yes, thanks for the info. Have a great Tuesday, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. Stay warm.
Yep.
Our Brittany Merlot joins us every weekday morning at 8:21. Right now, fair skies, 12 degrees below zero here in downtown Wausau. Winds are out of the northwest at 10 miles per hour, so the wind chill factor, 31 degrees below zero. Dew point, 20 below. Relative humidity, 66%. The barometer at 30.49 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up, we're going to talk about a special event going on at the Children's Imaginarium a week from Friday night. It is called Fire and Ice, and we'll get all the details from Executive Director Julie Bowman coming up after an information update. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:34 on this frigid Tuesday morning. Wind chill factors of around 30 degrees below zero, so if you're heading on out, make sure you're bundled up. We'll have more details on the weather coming up as we continue. But first of all, making the walk across the way. Did you walk all the way from the Imaginarium, or did you drive?
No, I walked.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Julie Bowman is the executive director of the Children's Imaginarium. I mentioned earlier, I can look right out the window, see across the way, and very happy to have you back on the program.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
You have celebrated your first anniversary, correct?
We did.
What was the, when was the first day you were open?
December 6, 2023. So we just completed our first year in December.
Time flies, doesn't it?
Oh my gosh, it flew by. Can I just tell you?
The first year, and I've been hearing about the Imaginarium.
Yeah.
You were able to really blow away some of the first year expectations, weren't you?
Yeah, we surely were. You know, our goals for the first year attendance was 28,400 memberships. And by the end of December 2024, we had over 40,000 people and then also over 1,000 memberships. So, wow. Yeah, we really blew that.
Why do you think it was such a successful first year? What was maybe the keys? Was it just because you have something that maybe was a need in this area? Yeah. Because obviously those numbers are not just beyond your expectations. Yep. Those are pretty significantly beyond your expectations.
I think it really goes back to what our founders wanted, which was they did a lot of research to determine that there was a need and there was a want. In order to go forward with something, you have to have that credible evidence. And we definitely had that. We knew that there was a need and a want in our community for STEM-based learning and also, you know, incorporating play-based learning, learning about creativity, collaboration, thought process, communication, all those skill sets are so important in early learning, and it forms your brain. It sets your pathway for future learning. So, I mean, in STEM-based learning, where can you go in our community just to have STEM-based learning? Mm-hmm. Science, technology, engineering, math. And, you know, the data supports that moving forward with that type of career path provides you multiple opportunities that a normal person would not have.
How long was the runway when maybe the seeds were planted for this up until December 2023? How long was that process? Because it sounds like there was a lot of thinking involved in this.
Yes. So you said runway, and that was a long runway. So that was 10 plus years in the making. We wanted to make sure it was right. And one of the pieces was trying to find the right location. And so to be here in downtown Wausau, to be accessible, to be involved in our community in a very visible point of view was important. And so the choice and location, that took a little bit of time. So we're so happy where we are. We're embraced, obviously, by our location and by our fellow community members, whether it's you across the way or what have you. So, yeah, we're excited to be here.
What have you heard from the folks that have come in? Because obviously when you start anything new, whether it's a new business, whether it's a new restaurant, whatever it may be, you get feedback.
Yep.
What have you heard? What are the things that people love about the place? And maybe what are the things you're maybe going to think about doing or changing in the future as well?
Yeah, really good question. So we get people outside of our community that are on the way north or the, on the way south. We have people that come in from like Tomahawk that make a day trip out of it, intentionally coming to us. So it's really important for our community here in Marathon County, but also outside as well. So we're, you know, bringing in people into our community, which is exciting. But important things like we have an Access for All program, which breaks down the barriers for financial freedom. So families that can't afford admission, daily admission or memberships, that they have opportunities to come in. And one of the things that just really moves me is a parent that came up to me the other day. Her daughter has a learning disability, and she was in tears, very thankful for this opportunity. It provides an additional opportunity for her child to learn and grow, and she's seen the benefits of the program in coming to the museum. And so it's a win-win for all. We want to see those opportunities for our families, not necessarily even for her, but for others as well, so that we can provide a higher learning objective in our community, which creates win-win, you know, employers, because they're having higher learning students that are coming out. We're exposing students and families to science, technology, engineering, math. It's just such a win for as a community-based organization.
I think that is a very good point as well, because something I hear from political figures, you know, in order for our community, not just Wausau, but the Central Wisconsin community, to be able to continue to grow or to grow, because there's a lot of competition out there. People want, all over the country, they're trying to bring people in because, you know, that's one of the big things to continue to be a vibrant community. You need to have things for children. And for families, and that you're going to be able to feel comfortable raising your kids. And that's one aspect of the whole puzzle piece of a wonderful place to raise a family, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, we know that when people are looking to relocate to a new community, that they search out children's museums because they know that that aligns with their family core values or their family's learning. So that's, we are creating that connection in the piece for retention, for advertising Wausau as a community itself. I mean, we have people outside of our community that are wanting to learn more about what we're doing. So I think like it only creates a win-win for our community, which is what we want to be. We want to be that community partner to provide opportunities.
Again, we're talking to Julie Bowman from the Children's Imaginarium, the executive director of the Children's Imaginarium. We're going to talk about your big fundraiser coming up. But one more question I wanted to ask you, you know, when you've been talking, is there anything like this anywhere else around Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's exciting. So a little fun fact, Wisconsin has the largest number of per capita children's museums as compared to any other state. We have 15. So each one is unique and different. Our our museum is professionally designed by our kids' exhibits, which is phenomenal. When you walk in, you see the quality and the integrity and the design. But everyone has a unique flair and an opportunity to learn. So you can make a visit out of attending other children's museums here in the state of Wisconsin, which is a great opportunity. In fact, there's actually a membership specifically for that. So you can go to the other ones at a reduced rate.
Let's talk about the fundraiser because it's coming up a week from Friday.
Yes, so excited.
Final day of February of this month, February 28th.
Correct.
7 till 10 p.m. And the interesting aspect of it is obviously it's, as you said, to provide opportunities for everyone to be able to experience it. But it's going to be a night where instead of maybe focusing on the kids, this is a chance to bring in the adults to really wrap their arms around what you're doing.
Yes, let the inner child come out is what we're saying. Come and play and learn. So the event is just adult only, but it really is going to be an exciting night. We have such great sponsorships.
Real fast, it's titled Fire and Ice.
Yes, how appropriately with ice today, right?
Exactly.
Yes, I don't know what the weather is going to be like a week from Friday, but we'll see. Maybe it'll be fiery. I don't know. But yeah, so it's an appropriate night to come in, and we're really benefiting or raising money for just our Access for All. So that's the benefit of that event. So it's a great opportunity to come in and support the museum, play, have some great food and drink, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic. Our neighbor Forward Beverage is going to be there as well.
Nice.
Yes, Milk Merchant. Beer is being provided by Red Eye, which is really exciting too. So some great selections from there. Food from Milk Merchant, Magpie, Char, Wassa Country Club, The Mint, desserts from Krieger's, 2510. I mean, I'm hungry just thinking about
it.
So, yeah.
So one of the interesting aspects, I was looking at the information you'd sent over. You talk about, you know, science meets spirits. I like that.
Yeah.
I love the idea that, you know, you're going to have wonderful beverages there, but you're kind of integrating it where you're going to kind of show what is that about?
Yeah. So, you know, we want them to come in and explore the museum and understand just a little bit about what the experience is and understanding how it's important for them or as family members or children, or when they come in and experience, they'll understand what that looks like. Before we opened, we had a lot of requests, and a lot of children's museums do this where they have just adult only events so that parents can come in and just be playful, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want them to come in and be playful and have a great time, have great conversation. We have Wickersham Jewelry, which is promoting or providing four different pieces to be raffled off that night. One is a loose leaf diamond or gemstone. I'm not sure if it's a diamond or gemstone, but that's really exciting. That's going to be with a scavenger hunt within our museum. So it is such a fun night. We want you to come as you are, but if you want to dress festive, just something fiery or icy, you can. But, you know, it's kind of fun, casual. It's a great opportunity for people to come out and really support the community, because this is what we are designed to do, to support the community. So if you can come out and visit, that would be awesome.
It says proceeds for the Access for All program.
Correct.
Why is that important? Why? Because, I mean, obviously, you could just rely on the folks that do buy the memberships and come in on a regular basis.
Right.
Why is that important?
Well, we know that that everybody can afford daily admission or a membership. So providing those opportunities for those families can really provide opportunities for advancement out of poverty, to provide them opportunities for future learning or secondary education. In addition to the families and the community, we also provide reductions or free visitorships for our field trips. So we're finding that school districts are having budget constraints, and the increase in costs for transportation has prohibited some of them from attending as they would normally. So that provides opportunity again for further learning. And these folks are coming from Marathon County, but they're also coming as far away as like Abbotsford or Shawano. So that transportation, that busing alone could be up to $400, which is huge for a budget, you know, in a school district.
Absolutely.
So,
well, let's talk about how people can get their tickets. Obviously, yeah. It's a week from Friday night, as we said, at the Children's Imaginarium, which is at 195 North 2nd Street in Wausau. But what information do people need to know if they're interested in being part of this event?
Yeah, so you can purchase tickets on our Facebook page. You can purchase tickets on our website. We do encourage purchase beforehand. We'd like to have that, although you could purchase at the door as well, but we really want to get the count right. So if you could purchase in advance, that would be great. So, yeah.
And again, it's just part of the important process because, I mean, any new business, there's a process, isn't there? And
this is still surely a business. Is.
And after a year and you being the executive director,
right?
Are you more optimistic about the future than you were when you opened your doors, or is it, or the challenge has been more than you expected? I mean, how do you feel after about what 14, 15 months?
Chad, first, we are a business, but we're a nonprofit.
Ah.
So that I think makes it a little bit more challenging. So we do rely upon donations and support from our community in order to continue operations. That's the theory behind a nonprofit.
Real fast, how much of your time is spent on fundraising? Because for nonprofits, that is so vitally important. Yep. And obviously, you have a lot of hats you probably have to wear as executive director, but I imagine that's a big part of it.
Yes. I would say 70% of my time is spent or more. We as a nonprofit do not have a huge staff. We would love to. So we do wear multiple hats at multiple times. But yes, so that is my goal, is to make sure that our museum is here for years to come, that the vision of our founders is here for years to come, and that we continue to grow with our community. So the wants and the needs of our community, that we help support them and make it a successful adventure as we move forward.
Fire and Ice coming up on Friday, February the 28th, 7 until 10 p.m. at the Children's Imaginarium, 195 North 2nd Street here in downtown Wausau. And again, to sign up for tickets, check out the Facebook page.
Yep.
There's also a link that I know that you have, and I'm going to put it on our show page, because after the show is done, we put it as part of our podcast. And if you go to our show page, you'll have a direct link as well to
Thank
get the
you.
Ticketing. But best of luck in the event.
Thank you.
Best of luck as you continue year number two.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much.
Julie Bowman, the executive director of the Children's Imaginarium. We'll take a quick time out and be right back here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Great to talk to Julie Bowman again. It's interesting. She had a couple of boys who played sports at Newman Catholic, so I covered their football games and basketball games in the past.
Nice.
And just a terrific family and great work. Wonderful museum. Again, if you're somebody that has not visited the Children's Imaginarium yet, pay a visit, even if you don't have the kids, because it's really something great to have here in downtown Wausau, and it's important to have these kind of different venues, I think. And we talked about the fact that last week about, again, this is targeting younger kids, but kids of all ages need to have places they can go and here are the younger kids. I think having places maybe that target more of the teenagers will be something that needs to be looked at as well when it comes to the future, to make sure that our area continues to be a place that people want to live, that people want to raise their families, and to have somewhere you can learn and have fun is really fantastic. And it's wonderful to hear that they were able to blow away their targets for year number one. Coming up tonight, I will have high school boys basketball. Wausau West Warriors taking on the Marshfield Tigers. The Tigers right now in first place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Wausau West will try to hand them their first conference loss of the season. We'll have live coverage beginning with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15 right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
I am so happy the basketball games don't have to be played outside.
Ha! The only problem is walking from the parking lot into the school.
That's tough enough as it is. Yeah.
Exactly right. So, but again, this time of year, you got to expect some winter weather. And for much of winter, we weren't getting what we consider normal winter weather. We're just going to get through this early part of the week. Then things will start to warm up, get back to normal around Thursday, and then continue to get warmer and warmer throughout the weekend and into early next week. And all of a sudden, you'll be walking out there without a jacket by early next week when temperatures in the 40s. It was funny.
I'll probably go back to wearing the t-shirts. I won't probably wear shorts until the start of summer.
It was funny. Last night, I got done with our marathon girls basketball broadcast. I'm walking out the back way, and one of the players for marathon was heading out as well. And she still had her uniform on and a coat. She just was going to head home and change at home. Yeah, but she had her shorts on. I said to her, it is way too cold to be walking out in shorts. She said, yeah, I know. Got into the car real fast and tried to get that warmed up quickly. But, I mean, just walking outside, exposed skin right now, especially with the wind chill factors around 31 degrees below zero, you cannot be exposed for very long without it becoming a major, major issue. And we mentioned the fact there is right now an extreme cold warning in effect until 10 a.m. this morning.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, basically, make sure if you're heading out, and it's not going to get warm, even when the extreme cold warning ends at 10, it's still going to be below zero wind chills for the rest of the day and throughout the night. Make sure that you have layers, including a hat, face mask, gloves, if you must go outside. You never know. You could happen what happened to me. Mm-hmm. Get into a little accident. And you want to make sure if you get into an accident and you're waiting for the authorities to arrive, that you don't freeze to death while you're waiting. So, again, please, please, please be prepared. And something Brittany talks about all the time, make sure you have that severe weather kit.
Yes.
Be prepared for the emergency. Don't think, and frankly, once in a while, I think, well, it's never going to happen to me. The first time you start you start thinking it's never going to happen to me, it's going to happen to you. So, be prepared for anything that may happen.
Remember what Brittany was telling us yesterday about hypothermia, that it only takes 30 minutes for hypothermia to set in when it's this cold, and it's very dangerous. So like you said, have that emergency kit. You know, have an extra pair of boots, have some blankets, have some food, have a flashlight in case you get stuck at nighttime. Just, you know, be prepared, because even if it doesn't happen, at least you're prepared for it if it does happen.
Coming up in hour number two of the program at 9:34, Christine Daniels, who's a regular guest from the Good News Project, but she's also part of a citizen advisory committee of the Wausau City Council called the Sustainability, Energy, and Environmental Advisory Committee. And we're going to have some regular visits with her and other members of this committee talking about what can be done to improve our area in areas of sustainability.
There's something to improve on.
Yep. So we're going to talk to Christine and also another member of the committee, Gina Brayu. And they'll be with us at 9:34 coming up in hour number two.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, though, we have an information update. We're going to find out what's going on in news, weather, sports, entertainment. We do it at the top and the bottom of every hour, and then back with the second hour of the show. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.